are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, I mean, these parents, they have every right to be upset. This is horrifying news to them, finding out that their child, who they thought would be able to get a heart transplant, can't because he had a genetic trait that would cause him to have future disability. And so the child was taken off the transplant list, and of course the parents are upset, but this also opens up a whole slew of questions and a whole debate of who gets the transplants. Do the sickest of kids get them? Or do the kids that have the longest chance of survival get them? Or do we just not deny any kid, period, and we just figure out a way to make it work? That's what I vote for, but I know that's not the most practical. Apparently, Maverick Higgs was born September 2012 with a heart defect. All right? So doctors at New York Presbyterian Hospital, all right, got him on a transplant list. Then he got on the transplant list, but then he was denied because there was an undiagnosed genetic condition. Now, Autumn Chenkus and her boyfriend Charlie Higgs allege that the hospital refused to put their child back on the transplant list because of this rare genetic defect. Now, the rare defect is called Coffin-Siris syndrome. And they say that he would have a long battle throughout life. Organs would get tumors, there'd be intellectual, developmental disabilities, etc. They can still sit, walk, speak later in life, from what I understand. Fewer than 100 cases of Coffin-Siris have been reported worldwide since it's been identified in the 1970s. We're talking about a very rare condition. I don't know much, however, about their immune systems, because they say, according to this site, they have compromised immune systems, so it could be a risk for tumors, and therefore the transplant could be too risky, and they took them off the list. So, you know, when a hospital decides who is going to get, or there's a whole slew of beans. I'm sorry, I'm putting on my jacket, I'm freezing. You know, there's a whole slew of factors that interplay when we decide if somebody gets a transplant, and it stinks because usually the patient and the parents don't really get a lot of say. You know, I mean, you know, you have to be pretty compliant, et cetera, but, there's a lot of other factors that you can't control. And, we're talking about a genetic condition that is, I guess, what, only 100 cases worldwide since it was identified in the 1970s. So this isn't something that we know a lot about. This isn't something that we know how to treat, if it is treatable, right? I mean, if it's manageable. And so you have parents being told, look, the kid's not going to get the heart for his heart defect. I'm not exactly sure what the exact defect is. I want to find out what's going on and why he requires a whole new heart. But my guess is it's something pretty serious. So the parents said basically that the hospital told them to go home and spend whatever time they can with their child. Now, what's so frightening about this is the fact that somebody would be refused a heart just kind of reinforces to us that we don't live in Candyland, okay? We live in a world right now where we only have X amount of resources, all right? And I don't want to see any child being taken off the list. I want all children having a right to thrive, I want them all having a chance, all right? But one of you had written me a while back when we were talking about this child who was, I guess, very truant with his doctor follow-ups, and he was kicked off the transplant list because they didn't think he was going to follow up. And one of you had asked, who are the families and who are the kids that don't get the transplanted organ, and why aren't the media covering them? Why isn't the media covering them? I mean, this is a very touchy subject, okay? I think we're all in agreement. We don't want any kid taken off the transplant list, Right? But I am, you know, I'm sure that that's a subject not talked about. Who is not getting the organ and who gets the organ instead? Now, keep in mind, we may not know, and maybe we shouldn't know, because that kid is going to need protection. I mean, if any of these cases go public, and many cases do, then the child that does benefit from the heart transplant, et cetera, I'm sure the parents are going to want to keep that child's identity unknown. I want to keep that child anonymous. I mean, it is going to get ugly. It is going to get very, very ugly when it comes to transplants, because we have less donors, we have less people healthy enough to donate, and we just don't have enough organs. And the progress we've made in medicine to allow donation to be a possibility is growing. So children that used to have heart defects with genetic disorders, okay, many of them, unfortunately, decades ago would die. Now we're able to keep these kids alive many times long enough till they get the transplant. Hence, we're going to see more and more of a demand. But think about it, okay? We can maybe get adults to donate, but getting kids to donate their organs and having that discussion with the child or with the parents, all right, we're not going to have enough organs for kids. We may be able to figure out a way to get organs for our adults, maybe do some sort of a monetary plan, but even though I think the FDA is not liking the idea of paying people for bone marrow transplants, I think there's an issue with pain and ethics behind that, etc. But I mean, I feel confident we could maybe figure out a better way to do our transplant process with our adults, but I don't know what to do with kids. And as we have more and more kids able to now be kept alive until they could get a transplant, we're going to have more demand for transplants. And mind you, we also have people giving birth when they're older. And so issues of translocations of genes, etc., are more and more common. In the olden days, you'd have babies when they were 12, 13, 15, 20, you know, I mean, now people are having their first baby in their 40s. So if there is an issue with the child, people want to be, I don't blame them. I don't blame them. You know, if my child had a genetic condition or not, I'd want my child to get the heart. I'm their mom. I'm the only one fighting for them. But this isn't as easy as saying, just give the kid a heart. It's not that easy. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Shop in your underwear. Get prepared in your pajamas. Get food for camping from the comfort of your own bed. Whatever you do, get in on Freeze Dry Guy's Bean Blowout Sale. There's no better bargain on beans. Dehydrated small red chili beans, pinto beans, and baby lima beans. With a super long shelf life, these healthy beans are a big time score for emergency preparedness or outdoor activities. Bean Blowout cases of 6 number 10 cans for just $97. Only $97 plus free shipping. No need to gas up and go. Shop online now at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. This super sale runs now all the way through Cyber Monday, December 2nd, while supplies last. Freeze Dry Guys, beans, they're good for your heart. The more you buy now, the more you feel smart. On sale only at freezedryguy.com.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Wise up, load up at freezedryguy.com. Now is the time to get the freeze-dried meats, fruits, and vegetables you want from Wise, on sale at freezedryguy.com. This delicious, nutritious food is perfect for your emergency preparedness or outdoor recreational needs. It's the food with a 25-year shelf life you see exclusively featured on the popular Doomsday Preppers TV show. It's the same quality line of food the lovely Marie Osmond has been touting all across America. It's the wise investment in your family's future that personal finance expert and radio host Dave Ramsey has been talking about. And it's on sale now through Cyber Monday, December 2nd at freezedryguy.com. So wise up. Shop online now or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Make the wise food choice. It's easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and easy to buy on sale now at freezedryguy.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Brad, who is working the dials. So I guess Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius is advising for us to use the site, the Obamacare site, on off-peak hours. From what we understand, the site is supposed to be working smoothly for most people. It's supposed to be able to handle, I guess, 50,000 people at a time and be able to handle 800,000 visits per day. Again, that's kind of weak considering, you know, it's interesting. You see the critics, right? They say, well, look at Facebook and Google. I mean, they're able to, you know, deal with their glitches. You can still navigate Google and Facebook. I don't think I've ever seen Google down or Facebook down or these glitches where I can't look up what I need to. I mean, I really don't think Obamacare website should be, should be comparing themselves. Plus, I mean, look at the bankroll, right, the Obamacare website got. So I'm not really crying them a river, okay? No plain violence for them on this one. But they said it should be working smoothly. Of course, if they're telling everybody to use it off-peak hours, my guess is peak hours are going to change. right? And then the peak hours are going to be after work, after what, middle of the night? What do they want us to do? And, like I said, my patients are telling me there's no problem, going on the website. It's the content of the website is the problem, right? They don't like what they're seeing. They don't like the prices. And I get that. I mean, they have a right to be upset. I was talking about in the first hour where what I'm seeing as a doctor is kind of scary now, where you're starting to see people want to throw in the towel. And they're starting to say, maybe this is the way to do it. Maybe just have the government take over. Maybe public option isn't bad. Maybe throw everybody on Medicaid, right? Maybe put everybody on Medicare. Right, let's just maybe have a government-run system. We're already paying taxes. My premium of $800-900 a month is already at an extra 15% of my income or 10% of my income, et cetera. So people are already, feeling the financial strain that would be the result of socialized medicine. And some of my patients are saying, let's throw in the towel. Again, I'm extremely nervous about that. I do not think throwing in the towel is an option at this point, because if the government can't even handle the website and can't even handle Obamacare, then handling a government-run health care, to me makes absolutely no sense. Right? And mind you, remember, in Europe, right, everybody's taxed. Okay? Everybody chips in. All right? Unfortunately, what we're dealing with right now is half the country's not paying taxes. So I don't really see that the remaining half of the country, which, by the way, if right now we're at 50-50, 50% of the country paying taxes, the other 50% not, it's going to change. Because the more people have to pay, all right, the less people are going to pay. And then with that, we'll probably be at a 49% paying taxes, then a 45% paying taxes. So you can't have a system if everybody isn't in agreement that they all pay. All right? That's a huge problem. So I'm pretty frustrated by it. But they did say, the Washington administration said, as promised, they got their website up. It should be working. Things should be smooth. All right? The critics should be quiet. Everybody should be happy. Everything should be working nicely. Again, my problem is the content. It is. Now, hopefully some of you guys get subsidies. I'm hoping you guys get the subsidies. I'm hoping you guys can get health insurance. I'm hoping to. It's just, unfortunately, these deductibles are still pretty scary. And so, we were talking about kind of the balance, the economic balance of things. And one of you had asked why doctors are so excited about Obamacare. And why doctors are going to benefit. Me, I don't really get that, okay, because I don't see the benefit. I don't see the long-term benefit, okay? I get that. If you guys have health insurance, I'm going to be busy in my office, all right? But I'm not excited by that. That's not, I don't want you guys having bad insurance. Your guys having bad insurance. But the other thing, too, is the reason why I guess I never really got excited about business going up is because I realized the quality of the dollars coming in with that business. Okay, if all of you have Obamacare health insurance and they all have high deductibles, then many of you are going to be going to the doctor and saying, look, I don't have the money up front, you'll have to bill me. And so a lot of doctors are not going to see the deductible payments because they can't get that from the insurance. They have to get it from the patient. And if all you could do is send a patient to collections and patients are filing bankruptcy anyway, people don't get paid. So I don't understand when a doctor says, oh, financially this is great for doctors. No. Right. I don't see it. Right. So, everybody on high deductible. Now, on the flip side, there's always a circle of life with economy. So if and some sort of a cycle. So if nobody wants to pay for health insurance and nobody wants to pay for the high deductible, then you'll have an increasing cash practice. You'll have an increasing desire for people to just pay cash to see the doctor, which means doctors are going to have to lower the cash rate. If they want to attract people, they're going to have cheaper visits. I'm hearing some doctors, it's about $250 to walk in the door. We lowered ours years ago with the recession to $50. So you're starting to see, and then you're going to probably see doctors even lower it more. If they want people to come in, they'll just charge cash. Now, what's scary, though, is the government's going to step in saying, look, guys, here we go. Okay, you don't have to pay the taxes. We already have the 45% of America paying taxes. They'll fund the public option, and then you guys could be on this type of insurance. right? And there's going to be a lot of false hope that that insurance is going to cover the transplant, it's going to cover the chemotherapy, et cetera. And I'm nervous about that. Right? I mean, if government handled Medicare correctly, why is Medicare going to be completely out of funds in a few years? Right? I mean, if the government was handling Medicaid well, why aren't more doctors taking it? Well, more doctors aren't going to be paid. You know, I mean, a doctor will only see X amount of patients for free. They could only do so much. You can't keep the door open. So, it's one of those things where just because Europe has been able to figure out how to do it, and yeah, there's problems, doesn't mean we as America with our spoiled selves and our lack of people paying taxpaying dollars are going to be able to execute the same thing. There's a big difference, a huge difference. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. All right. This was very interesting. High cholesterol, right, could possibly be fueling the growth and spread of breast cancer, which is why statin medications could be preventing breast cancer. They say a byproduct of cholesterol, this is being reported by SeniorJournal.com, a byproduct of cholesterol functions like the hormone estrogen to fuel the growth and spread of the most common types of breast cancers, according to researchers at Duke Cancer Institute. They also found that the anti-cholesterol drugs like the statins appear to diminish the effect of this estrogen-like molecule. They say the research for the first time explains the link between high cholesterol and breast cancer because it didn't make sense. You know, but if it mimics estrogen, that could then incite breast cancer. So lowering your cholesterol will lower the mimicking effect of that byproduct that looks like estrogen, hence reducing the induction of breast cancer. Now, we do know that obesity and breast cancer are linked. The cholesterol and breast cancer risk kind of has been one of those things where we kind of know there's something to it, but they couldn't figure out why. Now they think they figured out why. It's a molecule called 27-HC that mimics the hormone estrogen and can independently drive the growth of breast cancer. The hormone estrogen, I guess, feeds 75% of all breast cancers. True, you have the non-estrogen sensitive breast cancers, those unfortunately are more difficult to treat, right? But the most common form of breast cancer is estrogen fed. All right. Researchers determined that 27-hydroxycholesterol or 27-HC did behave similarly to estrogen in animals. So for their current work, the researchers set out to determine, according to Scientific Senior Journal, whether this activity was sufficient on its own to cause breast cancer. So they used mouse models. Okay? Because, you know, I guess mice are similar to humans. All right? And they demonstrated the direct involvement of that 27-HC in breast tumor growth, as well as aggressiveness of the cancer spread to other organs. Now, you know, think about it. I mean, you know, you're overweight girls, right? The girls that may overweight have a high-fat diet, they end up going through puberty first. Is it the obesity? Is it the fat that's fueling more estrogen? Or could it be actually cholesterol in their blood? Which is why any obese child, I recommend cholesterol being run. All right. You know how they talked about how kids should have estrogen or cholesterol checked if family members, including grandparents, had high cholesterol? Yeah, obese as well. Any obese children should have cholesterol being checked. All right. So what do we do with this? Well, I mean, does this mean that maybe we should put people on cholesterol medication? If we put people on cholesterol medication, would that maybe, help prevent breast cancer? I don't know. But, I mean, we're finding so many cool things. So many cool things. I'm excited about it. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALY. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LeCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeCig a long time ago. LeCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Brad working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, you know, we come back from Thanksgiving. We all feel like we're a little heavier. I guess the average person gains 4 pounds over the holidays, which kind of doesn't make a lot of sense. We really don't eat 4 pounds of food, if you think about it. I mean, we really don't, and we poop a lot of it out. But I think it's the lack of inactivity. It gets cold. We sleep a lot. We aren't back to our regular working. We stop some of our workouts. And so, I mean, yeah, I could see why that happens. So the health section in Fox News gives us 20 little ways to drop pounds. And this makes a lot of sense. And I've actually I've actually brought up a lot of these things to you guys before, you know, like that I had learned at Weight Watchers and I have taught patients, etc. But I don't take credit for all of these things. This comes from the health section in Fox News, but some of these things you guys have already heard of, so I'm sorry if there's any redundancy. So first, they recommend starting with a salad. Now, I always say start with drinking a glass or two of water before you eat your meal, but with this one, they say start with salad. They say eat less during the rest of the meal. A study from Pennsylvania State University shows that if you do put maybe some low-fat mozzarella or some low-calorie dressing on it, you could actually eat 10% fewer calories over the course of the day. That's why we start with the salad. We start with the salad so we don't eat that much of the meat. All right? And then, of course, the dessert. Hopefully we're 2 for dessert. Stick a fork in it, they say. If you like your salad dressing, you dip your fork into the salad dressing before you stab your greens. That's something I had learned back in the 80s. One of the ladies going to Weight Watchers, she was in the audience, had brought that up, where you just stick the fork in the salad dressing. And I remember the Weight Watchers teacher was like, oh, wow, that's interesting. And I was like, oh, yeah, that's good. So, I mean, that's been around for 30-plus years. I mean, it's great advice. Okay, they also say maybe order 2 appetizers instead of a meal. According to a study at the University of North Carolina, the average hamburger is 23% larger today than it was in 1977. Yeah, think about how Happy Meal size burgers like in the 50s is basically what we used to eat as a regular burger. They say choose a pasta dish and salad or soup from the appetizer column instead, rather than eating the average meal that you would get at a restaurant. Okay? Interesting. They say visit the vending machine. Nibbling on single servings is better than digging your way to the bottom of a mega bag of chips. So for those of you that have maybe a big bag of chips, maybe going to the vending machine and eating a smaller bag could be a way to lose weight. I would say just avoid vending machines at all altogether and pack some carrot sticks, but I get where they're going with that. They also say walk and talk. You know, I told you guys that, you know, if I talk to my family, I don't really sit down and talk. I'm always walking, and I pace back and forth as I talk to them. If I pace back and forth as I talk to them, I burn up calories. They say when your cell phone rings, put on your walking shoes and stroll the halls at work or outside. If you did this for 10 minutes every day at a 3-mile-per-hour pace, you would burn 1,000 calories a month and lose 3 pounds a year. Just that alone. They say watch your coffee calories. Of course, you got to be very, very careful that a lot of these coffees can basically have enough calories as lunch. So you want to watch what you're putting in there. They say crack a nut. They say dieters in a Harvard University study who ate a handful of peanuts or mixed nuts daily were more likely to keep weight off than a group whose regimen did not include these the nuts. Now, I got to tell you something. I don't eat a lot of nuts. Well, we were at a football game, and I guess somebody was walking around with some peanuts, so my little boy really wanted peanuts. So I'm like, all right, that's fine. Well, man, I got to tell you, the salt is addictive. Right? I find myself sucking on the outside of the peanut. Now, I got to tell you something. Okay, when you go through a bag of peanuts, you got to be careful of the salt. But I got to tell you, I was full and I wasn't craving chocolate. And so one thing I'm kind of thinking of doing is as all the holiday treats comes by our offices and we see all the cookies and candy, etc. One thing I'm thinking about is maybe just having a handful of peanuts nearby. You know, one thing I have right now are these craisins, these raisins, cranberries nearby. That still has a lot of sugar. So you got to be careful of some of these. But just, I don't know, maybe switch to the nuts. They also say make sure you don't just sit there, right? Try to stand while you work. If you're on the phone with somebody, maybe stand while you do it, okay, rather than sitting. They say if you get on your feet 2 hours a day while you work, you could drop an extra 6 pounds over the year. They also talk about sleeping. We talked about that, where sleeping, right? If you get lack of sleep, then you increase your cortisol. Cortisol regulates appetite. Higher levels seem to worsen your hunger, etc. And then you don't seem to burn the carbohydrates, so make sure you get good sleep. We talked about that. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Double your protein. They say the high-protein, low-carb approach still seems to do well, and it prevents you from losing muscle when you start to lose your fat. According to a study out of the University of Illinois, the amino acid leucine, which you see in beef, dairy, poultry, fish, and eggs, helps preserve muscle. Also, recommend keep an exercise journal. It's great, right? You get to put down how many minutes a day. Even if it's 10 minutes here, 10 minutes there, keep an exercise journal, right? And have a goal of 60 minutes a day, even if it's walking to and from the mailbox. Maybe when you walk out to the mailbox, just quickly walk around the neighborhood. That may only take you about 10 minutes, but you can add that to your journal. They also said make sure you also have a diary of what you eat. That's important. Also, dairy. Dairy a day. We talked about a University of Tennessee study where people who cut 5 calories a day from their diet when they ate yogurt 3 times a day. Now, I know it's hard to eat yogurt all the time. I like frozen yogurt with a bunch of chocolate chips on it. That doesn't count. Of course, drinking water. When you stay hydrated, you stay satiated. They say watch the white type of foods like bagels, potatoes, breads, rice, cream corn, etc. An apple a day keeps the, diet pills away. All right? Apparently, Washington, 346 people in Washington state lost an average of 17 pounds in each month because they ate an apple with every meal. Eating an apple with every meal because it has fiber makes you feel fuller. They also say act like a kid, shake your booty with the kids, run around, act all giddy when music is on during a commercial, funny dance to the commercial. That stuff works. Don't forget to eat breakfast. When you skip breakfast, you end up changing your metabolism, even if your total calorie count that day is less. A Harvard study found that people who ate breakfast every day cut their chances of becoming obese and developing diabetes by 35% to 50% compared to those who only ate breakfast twice a week. They also say be very, very picky about bread. We use whole grain, of course. Make sure every slice of bread has at least 2 grams of fiber. Now, another thing they bring up is if you really have a sweet tooth, maybe have a handful of M&Ms rather than, going and gorging on chocolate, because M&Ms at 100 calories may not be as bad as you denying yourself and then gorging later on cake. And then they also recommend this, which is brilliant, and I do the same thing. After dinner, I brush my teeth. Because I have a rule in my house. You don't eat after you brush your teeth. Now, of course, my son just decides, one of them decides just not to brush his teeth ever so he can still snack. But for me, if I brush my teeth, I'm not going to eat because then I'll have to brush my teeth again. See how lazy we get? Right. So, it's another idea where, also like a breath mint, having like a breath mint or something where your breath is minty, you'll be more hesitant to eat. It's just, something you could do. So, pretty cool. I'm actually watching the screen above me. I think you guys heard that in a North Dakota KXMB station, Ron Burgundy decided to show up and do a newscast. Did you guys see that? Ron Burgundy, who, is played by Will Ferrell. Sorry, that caught my eye when I was talking to you guys about weight. Apparently he comes in and he sits down with the anchor and decides to deliver the news. And of course he's trying to prevent from cracking up. I mean, I thought the Ron Burgundy Anchorman movie was a good movie. I didn't think it was that good. Sometimes, certain jokes got a little bit annoying, but for the most part, it was, I definitely want to see the sequel. But that was pretty good. Awesome. All right, so good. So we talked about how to lose some pounds. Easy stuff. Hope that works. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Oh, you know what? Never mind. We still have a little bit more time. All right. I saw this article also where the Amazon company is thinking about trying drones out. We got to look at that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Wise up, load up at freestrikeye.com. Now is the time to get the freeze-dried meats, fruits, and vegetables you want from Wise, on sale at freestrikeye.com. This delicious, nutritious food is perfect for your emergency preparedness or outdoor recreational needs. It's the food with a 25-year shelf life you see exclusively featured on the popular Doomsday Preppers TV show. It's the same quality line of food the lovely Marie Osmond has been touting all across America. It's the wise investment in your family's future that personal finance expert and radio host Dave Ramsey has been talking about. And it's on sale now through Cyber Monday, December 2nd at freestrikeye.com. So wise up. Shop online now or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Make the wise food choice. It's easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and easy to buy on sale now at freestrikeye.com.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
She's a lion. She's a lion. A lion. She's a lion.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. You know, many of you had a busy shopping weekend. For those of you at the Mall of America, you might have actually left with some money in your pocket. Apparently a man, Serge Vorobyov of Apple Valley, threw his quote-unquote last $1,000 from the fourth floor of the mall at the Mall of America as the choir performed Let It Snow. He kept tossing cash as he continued down the escalator. He's 29 years old from Minnesota. He said he was trying to spend the holiday cheer by tossing $1,000 bills. However, he has been cited for disorderly conduct. Apparently, he's been going through a divorce. They say, according to ABC News, he lost his car hauling business. He hoped the positivity of throwing money would come back at him. He said he wanted to do some sort of pay it forward kind of thing, according to Vorobyev on Sunday. He invited his estranged wife to try to win her back, but she didn't show up. He was cited by Bloomington police and released at the scene. He also was ordered not to go into the mall for a year. Now, he did stamp the bills with his YouTube address, and on his Facebook page, he called the event a publicity stunt, which is why he wanted the publicity. He said he wanted his cat back from his estranged wife. Now, apparently, Mall of America spokeswoman Sarah Schmidt said this is the first time anybody's ever done something like that in the mall, but he did disrupt the performance, and it could have caused a serious situation. Now, I mean, of course, you know, people trampling all over each other for money, right, trying to get a few dollar bills, et cetera. I mean, that could be dangerous, and I get that. I mean, you know, the government has to, you know, I mean, they have to do what they have to do. I mean, you know, it's crazy what happens, you know, at these, you know, malls and Walmart, et cetera, like you've seen, where people are pushing and shoving. I mean, right now I'm looking at some video footage from a Walmart where people are grabbing boxes and fighting with each other, and cops are there. And so, yeah, you know, I mean, the average human being can act like an animal, even when we're talking something as simple as a couple singles, right, or dollar bills. But I got to tell you, I love the idea of paying it forward. I really, really love that idea. And, you know, I almost wonder if, you know, I don't know. I mean, when I heard that he did that, I just thought that was the coolest thing in the world. You know, just throwing money out there for people to have and use. But the thing is if you had $1,000 and you looked at some of these charities for kids, etc., I think there's more you could do with that, you know, or you could buy meals for the homeless. I mean, I think that would go a lot farther than a whole bunch of people watching a concert at the mall grabbing $3 bills at a time. But the idea of, you know, we've talked about different forms of giving. And the in Judaism, we call it tzedakah, where, you know, if you donate, and, you know, you tell everybody, look, I'm donating. You know who's getting the donation. Go, look, this was from me. This was from me. That's one level, but it's not as high a level of giving as donating money and nobody knowing it's from you. So there's all these different levels. There's supposed to be about 7 levels. So the top level is you donate. You don't know where the money's going. Nobody knows you donated it. Nobody, you don't know who received it. You have no idea. As opposed to other levels then in between where you know who's getting it, but you're an anonymous donor. The recipient knows it was from you. So there's different levels. But like I said, the highest being anonymous donor, anonymous recipient, the lowest level of gift giving, even though it's still considered gift giving or tzedakah, is where you tell everybody you're the one donating. So technically this form of giving, where he's actually putting his YouTube and he's putting his Facebook and letting everybody know it's him and getting the publicity so everybody sees that he's about to do it, etc. Even though it is giving away and it is a form of charity and all that, it's not the highest form because he got something out of it. He got the publicity out of it. Now, mind you, okay, there's lots of charities that do allow publicity for giving, which I think is fine. I think that's great, okay, because you have a lot of people that don't have that much charity money in their budget, but they do have marketing dollars. And to be able to tap in on marketing dollars, right, in the name of charity is pretty cool. We talked about a phenomenal charity in town where they have this magical forest. It's Opportunity Village. And Opportunity Village takes care of people with intellectual challenges and issues where they're able to, you know, still work, be able to create things and be integrated into the job market. It's a phenomenal charity. Well, one thing they do is they have this magical forest where a bunch of sponsors decorate trees of the magical forest. and then they sell tickets, and it's an amazing event where you got train rides and lots of kid things, and you walk through the magical forest, and it is gorgeous, seeing all these trees with lights. It's heavenly. But the sponsors get to put their sign saying, you know, happy holidays from the Dr. Dahlia Show or from, who knows, you know, whatever company it is. And so, you know, it's, and I think those things are cool. I don't think those things, you know, just because it's not the highest form of charity, you just, you know, offering ways where you could donate but have the recognition is pretty cool. You know, we do a gala once a year for autistic children, Fast for Kids. And of course, there's sponsorship tables. There's, you know, press releases, et cetera. And, you know, people like that. People like knowing that they, you know, people like the publicity that they give. And that's absolutely fine. I'd rather somebody give and get publicity than nobody giving. So, you know, the different levels of charity are out there. But this guy throwing money out to everybody, again, I thought it was really cool until I found out that he was putting, you know, he was passing out, you know, information on him and Facebook site and that. So basically, you know how a flyer costs, what, 10 cents? Maybe. So basically, he's passing out dollar flyers. And yeah, I mean, it's cool, but I would have really rather just taken that $1,000 and given it to a kid's charity. To me, that would have been cooler. But still, cool nonetheless. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. But the coolest story today are these drones that Amazon is testing delivery. Have you guys heard about this? Amazon is testing delivering packages using drones. We're talking drones, unmanned aircraft. All right? Apparently, we've seen this demo video on 60 Minutes where the aircraft are called octocoppers. They pick up packages in small yellow buckets at Amazon's fulfillment centers. They fly through the air to deliver items to customers after they hit the buy button at Amazon.com. They hope to get the packages into customers' hands within 30 minutes or less. This is what a stunt. Wow. You know how a pizza, 30 minutes or less? So you buy something on Amazon, you could get it delivered to you by drone. That is incredible. I'd love to get my birth control that way. Anyway, of course, Amazon is going to develop more technology. We have to get the FAA to come up with the rules and regulations of this. I mean, I don't know. Obviously, they aren't going to be flying at the same height as airplanes would be. And you want to make sure nobody, you know, it doesn't, you know, mess up somebody's kite flying. But this is some pretty cool stuff. They say this is the latest futuristic effort by Bezos, who won an e-commerce pioneer in the 1990s with the e-reader. All right. They say while pursuing personal projects such as the private space flight and a 10,000-year clock built inside a mountain. I got to tell you, I could probably use this Amazon thing. Just imagine getting your packaging. You know, sometimes I need medical supplies. Sometimes we run out of pregnancy tests. And I'm like, damn, somebody's got to go to the medical supply store because it's taking forever for the, you know, to wait for delivery till the next day. Imagine going to Amazon, buying them, and having them air-dropped to you. That is cool. I mean, now, from what we understand, Ryan Callow, an expert on robotics, privacy, and the law at University of Washington, says the FAA would not let Amazon do this now, but this is precisely the type of application that Congress had in mind when it told the FAA to come up with rules for commercial unmanned aircraft. Way cool. All right, guys, I cannot wait to talk to you tomorrow. You guys have a great rest of the day. Be safe, and God bless.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000.
manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $34.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift, or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.